changed a little bit is the way libraries have had to handle their business. And here to shed some more light on that, we've got Shay Altmont with the Avon Lake Public Library joining us on the hotline. Shay, always a pleasure to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Always a pleasure to be on the show. I'm doing well, Andy and Rocco. It's actually nice to talk to other people other than just my kids kind of staring at me while we're trying to homeschool. So it's nice to talk to other adults, actually.
Well, things have certainly been interesting. They've been very, very different. Shay, how exactly have things changed for you guys at the library during this pandemic?
In quite a few ways. I mean, everything happened so very quickly, in mid-March. And, we kind of had a couple days of a heads up, and it was sort of like, we sort of thought we had a little time. And then everything quickly, we had to shut down a lot faster than we thought so. But a lot of people took a lot of items out, for sure. And a lot of people, during this whole pandemic, we've had a lot more an uptick in just online communication between some of us on like Facebook or our informational line. People just trying to get information about how they can access, digital resources, downloadable books, magazines, things like that, streaming movies and things. But really, I will say it's impacted us mostly because obviously our building has been closed, as are all library systems, but it's kind of impacted us heavily on, trying to figure out what we're doing moving forward and how to still serve our 30,000 plus cardholders and trying to get services to them. So that's really, we're so used to people coming in and getting our services, that high touch and, just very community oriented and talking to people and just, very close knit kind of community, at the library. And now it's sort of, how do we still do that? But now we can't touch, so much, and we can't be in person yet. And so how do we help people? So that really kind of changed the way that our service model is, going to be operating here coming up.
Yeah, definitely seems like providing those services through these times, one of the biggest challenges many organizations have to face. Sounds like it's much of the same with the Avon Lake Public Library. One solution that we've seen a lot is, curbside services being offered by a number of different businesses and organizations for different services. Is that something you guys would be able to do at the library, and how would that work?
Absolutely. Well, I'm excited to say, actually, that the Avon Lake Public Library is going to be offering curbside service. So beginning next Tuesday, May the 12th, when we're all allowed to go back, while our physical building will be closed, we have been working for the past couple weeks behind the scenes in trying to put together a curbside service for our patrons. So what folks are going to be able to do is go online. They'll be able to put items on hold. They can also, we're kind of redirecting some of our staff and departments so that they'll also be, all our phone lines will be open. We'll be taking calls and helping people who might not have access, like sometimes our seniors or folks without internet access. They can do it over the phone, and we can help them put their items on hold. And then what we're going to do is, once their items are ready, we're going to call them back directly and say, hey, your items are ready, they're bagged up, and you let us know when you're coming. And then we have a whole group of staff that will be, of course, safely outfitted for the safety of our staff and for our visitors to the library. And then we'll run out their items in a bag to them. If they want to open up the back trunk of their car, we'll put it in there or put it in their back seat for them. And they're off and ready to go, and they can still continue enjoying their movies or books or whatever that they're getting from us. So we're excited.
Curbside service. That's not something I think we ever thought that we would have to use, but we're talking about a library. Shay,
no.
I think this pandemic has caused us all to change in many ways, and this is a really interesting service that you guys are offering. And wait, could you have ever imagined curbside service being a thing at the library?
Not even close. It makes me sort of feel like, the old sock hop days or whatever, when you went up to a, drove up and you got, your food or something on the side of your car. It's what it sort of feels like. Yeah, no, I don't think we ever foresaw this as something. I mean, maybe we thought maybe a drive-through at some point, like 10 years from now. But here we are. I think we all just felt motivated by what a lot of people will see as a challenge, because it is a challenge, but it's also an opportunity for us to grow with our services. I mean, when we put this in place, I have a feeling it's something that we're going to continue to do. You know, we're just so excited about it and the process, and we've crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's, and, you know, we really, really are excited that we're going to be able to offer this, even though we wouldn't have thought it a couple months ago if you would have asked us, but here we are. And so we're ready. We're ready to serve our communities and our readers and everything, and get them the items that they want. So
now you mentioned employees and staff being outfitted, with protective gear and equipment. Was it challenging trying to piece all of that together? You know, we hear every day from Governor DeWine about the shortages of equipment for frontline workers and everything. So was it a little difficult trying to get all that equipment together?
Well, I will say, you know, before we, you know, we're going to open the curbside, as we were talking about it, that was the most important thing that we knew we had to deal with. And yes, it was a challenge, because when we started talking about, you know, having hand sanitizer, and we've kind of put together like health stations so that when everyone is there, you know, they have wipes or, you know, disinfectant wipes, they have the ability to sanitize their hands, or we'd have access to sinks that, you know, for water to wash their hands. And then just even like masks, you know, all of our staff actually this entire week are being trained on wearing face shields. And then we have face masks that one of our librarians, she was sewing them. So she sewed like over 50 face masks so that our staff could wear either or both if they wanted to. We worked with local companies who had, I guess they're kind of like tablets that you can mix with water. And then they help create hand sanitizer, essentially. And so, you know, we found bottles and, you know, figured how to get all that in there and make sure that we just have all those stations around. And of course we have gloves, and we even have plastic aprons for other staff who might want to also wear those in case for, you know, extra precautions. But yeah, it was a bit challenging. I ordered hand sanitizer for our staff, and I had to order four different times because the first three hand sanitizer orders kept getting companies were running out, so they just had to cancel the order. I mean, there just wasn't enough to go around. I finally found a company that was able to get us about 150 hand sanitizer bottles, but it just kind of took forever to happen. So, yeah, it was really important. We weren't going to open if we didn't have those things. That was of the utmost importance. And, again, it's not just our staff safety. It's the safety of the folks that we're going to serve in doing this. That's really important to us. We have a lot of people who we live in the community here in Loring County that had a lot of cases of COVID-19. We have a lot of senior citizens that use our services. And again, they are, you know, have been kind of marked as, potentially having more complications because of age and things like that. So, you know, we just really wanted to make sure we had all this in place before we even attempted to do this, and they're all in place, so we are absolutely ready to go.
Again, we're being joined on the hotline by Shay Altmont with the Avon Lake Public Library. She's our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Shay, what kinds of things are you guys anticipating that will change for the library when you guys are allowed to fully reopen? I think we all understand at this point that there's going to be some kind of new normal for us all to get used to. How do you think that's going to affect the way you guys will do business moving forward?
I think they're going to, well, of course, you know, it's those interactions that we're so used to, the face-to-face and, you know, I'll say even hugs and stuff when you're in the library because you see so many regulars, or just talking to people. And I think that's going to change a little bit because, you know, all of our staff will now be wearing kind of these plastic face shields, although we'd like them because we can still smile and people can still see us a friendly face when they come in, which we all like. You know, it's going to change, too, because we have to put up, you know, plastic partitions or some kind of partition, you know, between us and customers. We're obviously going to be putting in kind of that 6-foot social distancing, probably like stickers or markers on the floor and different places so that people are keeping a distance from one another. And also, to be honest, for at least a little while until we get a better idea about things. We're also taking a lot of the seating out of the library so that we don't have people necessarily coming and sitting for long periods of time. And we also were worried because of the lack of disinfectant wipes. You know, we knew that if people sat down or, you know, every time they use something, we're going to have to go and wipe it. And so we've really kind of had to weigh, you know, what things can we kind of at least temporarily take out of the library so it's not an issue, you know, that we don't have to constantly kind of, you know, do that. Like you see at a lot of like grocery stores where they have to wipe the belts and things every time someone goes through. So we just don't have those kind of supplies right now to be able to do it. So it'll change that a little bit. And also it changes our programming significantly. We're not the only library system who has already canceled summer reading club programs, summer programming indoor and outdoor. And so that's something that for librarians is really difficult. We love our programming. We'd love to offer those kind of events and activities for the public. But we right now, along with other systems, just don't feel like it's safe to do. So that is also going to make us in the next couple of weeks, we're already looking to what things can we do virtually that people would like and that they can participate in from home.
Lots of changes for all of us, no question about that. I think, as we mentioned earlier, it'll be a new normal for everybody. Well, Shay, we'll close out on this. Online learning has certainly become a very big topic over the last couple of months. How much have you guys been involved in that process, and how much have you been able to assist with that?
You know, I think most, the good thing is most of the school systems, I think, and the teachers, they've been great about assisting with the online learning that students have to do. We did leave our information line open, so we have an information or info@alpl.org email address that we had staff manning, essentially, from home, so that if we did have questions, if there were students or anybody else who needed our assistance for informational purposes, that they could get a hold of us and we could try to help them. We also, of course, have we've been promoting a lot of our online digital services, so, you know, books, movies, streaming shows, that. And then on Facebook, we really promoted a lot of just additional educational links. So other organizations that like PBS or author illustrators that kids are really familiar with, like Pete the Cat, you know, things like that so that people could access that. So that's kind of where we wanted to stay as far as this went, because I think we were kind of like everybody else at the beginning. We weren't exactly sure how much of a need there would be for us and where we fit into that. So we've just kind of, you know, been flexible and easing into whatever, trying to answer and help people where we can. So
good stuff. Well, Shay, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us here today. And well, hopefully, even if it is a new normal for us to get used to, hopefully we can get used to that new normal sooner rather than later. But really anxious to see how things work out with the curbside service. Hopefully you guys were able to get that rock and roll. And next week, you said it'll all go down next Tuesday, right? That's when you open it up.
Yeah, but actually people can go ahead to our website at alpl.org and you can already start putting your items on hold and asking for those. And then again, starting next Tuesday, we start making those calls. We start calling people to come on in. We're going to have even great big new bright colored signage in all the parking spaces right at the front. And people can just be in the, you know, stay in the comfort of their own vehicle and we'll bring everything out to you and you can enjoy again your movies, your books, all that good stuff that you used to, just getting it in a different way from us.
A lot to enjoy indeed. Shay, thank you again so much for the time. We always appreciate it, and we look forward to catching up again soon.
All right. Annie and Rocco, thank you so much. Stay safe, wash your hands, and go library.
All right. Thank you very much, Shay. Again, that's Shay Altmont with the Avon Lake Public Library joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.
Go library.
Go library indeed. Yeah, good stuff. All right. We need to break. We have the UH Elyria Medical Center, You and Your Health segment coming up next here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.